This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Saudi Arabia said it made a huge and grave mistake in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Istanbul consulate and vowed those responsible for it would be held accountable. Foreign Minister Adil Bajer told Fox News Saudi agents did this out of the scope of their authority.
This was an operation that was a rogue operation. This was an operation where individuals ended up exceeding the authorities and responsibilities they had. They made the mistake when they killed Jamal Khashoggi in the consulate, and they tried to cover up for it.
Bajer offered his condolences to Khashoggi's family, but disclosed no new information about how the writer was killed or where his body is. President Trump was also asked about the body.
Somebody knows, but nobody of the various investigation groups at this moment know, but we'll find out.
Khashoggi was living in the U.S. in self-imposed exile, writing columns for the Washington Post that were critical of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Saudi Arabia's intervention in the conflict in Yemen. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton faces tough questions this week in Moscow after President Trump said that he would pull the U.S. out of the key Cold War arms deal with Russia, known as the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, or INF. Mr. Trump has accused Russia of building and testing missiles that violate the 1987 agreement, which bans the U.S. and Russia from building, testing, and stockpiling certain missiles. In Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, at least 14 people were killed, several others, including children, were abducted by suspected rebels of the Allied Democratic Forces near the town of Beni. It is an area already grappling with a serious outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus that's claimed dozens of lives. This is VOA News. Afghan voters went to the polls over the weekend, two different polling dates, Saturday and Sunday, to elect a new parliament. Election officials say 4 million of the nearly 9 million registered voters turned out, despite the challenges that included polling stations that never opened and technical problems with voting equipment. The voting also was marred by violence after the Taliban threatened to do all it could to disrupt the voting. Final results not expected for weeks. President Trump says full efforts are being made to stop the caravan of thousands of Central American migrants currently in Mexico from crossing into the U.S. Peter Hockum, President Emeritus and Senior Fellow at the Inter-American Dialogue, says there are significant reasons why the people are leaving Central America.
It certainly reflects the terrible situation in Central America, whether it has to do with the security side of it, the economics of the region. I think it's just a sense of desperation.
Honduras, for instance, is one of the most violent and deadly nations on earth, including those in Central America, in part because of gangs and drugs. In Taiwan, 18 people were killed, dozens injured when a train derailed in the northeast, the island's worst rail disaster in nearly three decades. Four cars were overturned. It is not yet clear what caused the derailment, although speed may have been a factor as the train rounded a curve. International aid is pouring into the Indonesian island of Sulawesi for tens of thousands of earthquake and tsunami survivors. Several weeks after a 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami struck, the government estimates more than 87,000 people remain homeless, thousands more living in poor makeshift settlements. UN Refugee Agency spokesperson Charlie Yaxley says UN aid workers went to Palu, the epicenter of the quake in central Sulawesi, to coordinate relief activities with local government officials.
Our staff described the effects of the earthquake and tsunami as beyond imagination and devastating. Communities have seen their houses, schools, and hospitals reduced to rubble. Entire villages have been decimated. Many people have not only lost their homes, but the land on which it once stood.
Red Cross providing 215 tons of relief items, and the World Food Program staff is helping the Indonesian government distribute the massive amounts of aid arriving for survivors. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.